Chadayev. That's this place called Chadayev. Nahor Goizin. What's Nahor Goizin? That's Zu Ginozik. V'yari Modoi. What's Ari Modoi? Zu Chomdon V'chavrusil. That's Chomdon and all the neighbors around it. V'yarmala, some say Zu Nihor V'chavrusil. It's Nihor and all his neighbors around it. Chavrusil, what's that? Nihor V'chavrusil. Yeah, Chavrusil and his neighbors. For the more Chavrusil, man, who are his neighbors? Amashmul Krach. The city is a chitki bedumki. Kitsa, these are the places where the Aseret HaShvatim live. So from these cities, a guy comes and marries a Jewish lady. It's choshishin that maybe the guy is not a guy, that maybe he's a mamzer from the Aseret HaShvatim that you have to have a get. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yechanon v'kulam lifsol. All these cases are apostle. Trashi lifsol, rubim mamzerim. They also, the Reb Yechanon is saying, most of them are mamzerim. Shenitmo, so say benoisa seras hashvotim yod gechovim, uveneiyam arayim ki yisraelim, benoig bemistam amzeris, veilanizru benosu zeachoisoy esbita vreim amzerim. Kids, you have to be afraid in these cities that the mamzerim's there and the intermarriage, different mishpachis, and therefore if a goy, he looks like a goy, we have to be afraid he's not really a goy, but he's a mamzer, and you have to get a get. Moshe says now, ki amrisa kaimed Shmuel. He said this over in front of Shmuel. Amalei, he said no, nothing doing. The pasuk says bincha. That means like this: Habo mina Yisrael is kari bincha. It's totally lalocha in the mother. If the mother is a Jew, so even though the father is a guy, the kid is still called a Jew. Bincha, who's called a Jewish son? Habo mina Yisraelis. If the mother is the Yisraelis, kari bincha. V'yein bincha habo mina avodas kechavim. But if a Jew lives with a shiksa, if the mother is a goya, the kid is also a goya. It's not called your child. So what are you afraid about that the men that are seras hashvatim live with the shiksas and they had children? You want to say those children are mamzerim? No, nothing doing. Those kids are total goyim. That lalocha, you go boss of the mother. If the mother is a Jew, the kid is a Jew. If the mother is a goya, the kid's also a goy. It's called her child. It's true. So we're not afraid about the men of the Aseret HaShvatim that married the shiksas. We're not afraid about those children are goyim. But why are we afraid that the daughters of the Aseret HaShvatim, they intermarriage with goyim, and again the child then is a Jew, and let's be afraid that they would not like the goyim and really the Jews. The Ravina says no. Shemamin, from here it's a proof that Ben Bitcha bonus, this is a part of the Kasha. Bitcha bonus, there are the daughters. The Yom Ravina says, Shema Mina, Ben Bitcha, your daughter's son, Habo Menoivik Yechovim, even if the father is a guy, Korib Benecha, it's called your son, like we said before, you go boss of the mother. So here also, it's a Kasha, by the daughters of the Aseret HaShvatim, they were Jews, so why are we afraid that their children are also Jews? And they look like goyim, so again we should be afraid. And the Gemara, it was learned, we know that the Bante, the Hudara, the daughters of that door, the Aseret HaShvatim, it's the Ruyi. They couldn't have children. They were sterilized, they couldn't have children. It was Yedua. So the kids say, wasn't afraid that the Bonois would give birth. It was only a question that the men would live with shiksas. And that's why he argues Shmuel and says, no, there's no Shaila. That the child in such case is a goy, and the male of a goy is a Mekadosh, a Jewish lady, even today, even in this place in Aseret HaShvatim, you don't have to be afraid of Kedushin. Ika the army sums like this. Ki Amrisa Kaimon Shmuel, they said over in front of Shmuel, Amalei, Loizoz Misham, they didn't move from there, Ad Shasum Levdikachon Gemurim. So they made those cities mamish into goyim. We're not, like we just got finished saying, we're not afraid, they're all goyim there. Shenem and Apostle says, Bashem Bogdo Kibarim Zodo Yilodu.
So the Miri says, like it's a chiddush here, that midrabbonin, like they made them all like goyim, even though they were talking the children of Bnei Asaras Hashvatim, but like a Jew that comes meshumud, comes to act like a goy, the rabbonim gave him a din like goyim. So he wants to say, Allah this, some people say that a meshubid, the kedushin is not a kedushin, there's no din chalitza, but he says, in verofi b'yodayim, and therefore he says he has to be machmir. Upon him here, Mikra Adin is though that the children were only from the Shiksis, from the Goyim, therefore they didn't have a lach like Bnei Yisrael, they only had a lach like Goyim, therefore in Chayshin the Kedushin. Then the Gemara says, Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achure, the Rav Kano. Rav Yosef sat in the back of Rav Kano. The Yosef, Rav Kano, came with Rav Yehuda. And Rav Kano sat in front of Rav Yehuda. The Yosef, they were sitting with Korma, they said, Asidun Yisrael, the Avdi Yoim Etovo, Klai Yisrael will make a Yomtiv, Ki Chorvi Tarmut, when the city Tarmut will be destroyed. Like Rashi says, Mishum de Mamzerim Hain, O Metamim Bi Yisrael, O Poislin Oysan. There's a lot of Mamzerim there, and they made Klai Yisrael, they made a Psum in Klai Yisrael. So when that city will be destroyed, there will be a Yomtiv for Klai Yisrael. For the Gemara Aivo, Chorv was already destroyed, and the Gemara He, Tomut Havoi, the one that was destroyed was Tomut. And we're talking about Tarmud. Rav Ashi says, no, Hainu Tarmud, Hainu Tomud. They're both the same city. No, Achvu Lehu de Michvol. That's really, it's the same city. Just after it was destroyed, it was built up again. Now, the pshat of that is, Chorav Mehagisa, this side was destroyed. Is Oisav Mehagisa, they settled on the other side. The Chorav Mehagisa, the other side was destroyed. Oisav Mehagisa, they settled on the other side. So the Kitzah wasn't destroyed yet, so when it will be destroyed totally, then there'll be a Yom Tov for Klal Yisrael. Yosef of Rav Hamnuna came at Ula. Rav Hamnuna sat in front of Ula. For a Koh Havoyi Bishmaita. They're in the middle of learning. Izoma, so he said, like Ula said about Rav Hamnuna, my Gavra, what a great person. Then he said, my Gavra, how much greater he would have been, Ilav de Harfno Masya, if he didn't come from the city, Harfno. Like Rashi says, Sheinim Yuchosim, they weren't Yuchis over there. So the Maisa was, Ichzer Galov embarrassed. Omalais, he said to him, Kesev Gugulosso Lahechon Yovis, where do you pay your taxes to? Omalais, he said back, Lufum Nahora, to the city, Lufum Nahora. Omalais, he answered back, Imkain, if so, Me Pum Nahorat, that's the city you come from Pum Nahora and not from Harfana. So you don't have to feel bad. Now the Gemara says, my Harfana, what's this city called Harfana? What was so bad about it? Is Omer Abzera. It's a Hara mountain, Shakil Poinemboy. Everybody used to go there. Like Rashi says, called Psulin. Shein Moitzin Isha, whoever a Psul that couldn't get married, is Poinem Hochem Shom, they used to go there. That was a place full of Psulim. B'masnisa Torah and Abraisi we learned, Kol Shein Makir Mishpachta V'shiftoi Nifn L'Sham. Whoever didn't realize his Mishpacha or Shevet used to go there. Omar Rava V'yamukim Mishul. Rava said, you should know it's deeper, it's further down than the grave. Or some say Shul means the underland, like Gehenim. Shinem HaPosik says, Miyad Shul Lipodem Mimovis Agolam. That I will save them from Shul from Movis. V'yilu P'sul D'tu Lestul Tekanta. Mashiach, these people that have psulim, like Mamzerim, there's no way to misakim them, to fix them up. Now the Gemara says, psulu de harfuna, what does the psul of the people living in harfuna come from? Mishum psul de meshon, from the people living in meshon. Oh, psul de meshon, what's the psul of the people in meshon? Mishum psul de tarmut, from the people living in tarmut. Psul de tarmut, what's the psul about the people living in tarmut? Mishum avdei shloimer, like we had before. That the Avodim, the Goyim of Shloimoi, went and had znus with Bnei Yisrael, and the kids were psulim. Final the Yarm Yinshe, this is what people say. Kaba Rabba, big barrel, the Kaba Zuta, small barrel, Mignadar, V'yozel Shol, they rolled down to Shol, to the underland, to the Chveis Gehenim. Or Mishol le Tarmut, from Shol it rolls down to Tarmut, that's worse. Or Mi Tarmut le Meshon, it rolls down to Meshon, it's even worse. Or Mi Meshon le Harfana, that's the last place where the psulim run down to, like the har, where all the psulim come and gather together. Yehadrun alecho chamesh esrei noshim. All right, we'll stop here. The olden perek sheni yedaf yudzayinom and aleph. Mishnah says keitzad eishes ochiv shloihoye b'olamai. In the first Mishnah, we had one of the ervas. There's a case that your brother died before you were born, and now his wife is an erva to you. That's called Eishes Ochiv, your brother's wife. Shloihoye b'yolomai. You were not alive the same time your brother was alive. You were born after your brother. So your brother's wife is called an erva to you. So Rashi says it means Pateras Sarosa. The first Mishnah says, in a case where now, there were two brothers. One brother died. And then the third brother was born. So the second brother has the mitzvah yibum. The second brother married the first brother's wife. He did the mitzvah yibum. And he also had a second wife. Now when the second brother dies,
So the two wives fall to the third brother. So the first wife, which was really the first brother's wife, is an heir to the third brother, because he wasn't alive the same time the first brother was alive. Therefore, the tzara, the second wife of the second brother, is also an heir now to the third brother. That's the law of Eishes Sachar Shel Hayav Yolamai. It partes the tzara. How was the case? So the Mishnah explains now. Shnei Yachin, you have two brothers. Umeisachar mihem, one of the two brothers died. V'noilud len ach, and now after the first brother died, a third brother was born. V'yachakach, and after this, yibeim ha'asheni es Eishes Sachiv, that the second brother was miyabeim, the first brother's wife. Umeis, and now the second brother died. And the second brother had a second wife also. So harishoina, the first wife, which means the one, the second brother, was Miyabim, which was the first brother's wife, is Yoitze Mishum Eishes Achash Lohoi B'Yolomai. Negeya to the third brother, she's an Erva, because she was the first brother's wife, and there was not a mitzvah Yibum to him. Therefore, she remains with the Erva of Eishes Ach. V'yashniya, the second wife of the second brother, Mishum Tzorasa. There's no mitzvah Yibum either, because she's a Tzoras Erva. The Rashi says, "For noilad leb ach, a third brother was born. Umotzos the kukul yibum. When he was born, the first brother's wife was still a yivam. She's a kukul yibum. The olav asura mishumeshesach shlohay biolamai. Now, again, to the third brother, she's osetim. There's no mitzvah yibum. So therefore, she remains an erva. And when the second brother is miyabim and has a second wife, that second wife was called the tzaras erva." Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Osobo Maimer? Let's say the second brother, he's not Miyabim, the first brother's wife. The same case, two brothers alive, one brother dies. And then later a third brother was born. Now the second brother, he was not Miyabim, the first brother's wife. He only made Maimer. Maimer means Midirabon, and that's called Kedushin. He was Mekadisha. The Midiraisid means nothing. Because Yevama, you can't be Mekadisha, you only have to make Bia with her. But Midrabonin though, Maimer is called Kedushin Midrabonin. So the second brother only made Maimer with the first brother's wife. He was only Mekudish to her Midrabonin. Umeis, and then the second brother died. And now his two wives, the Chura, fall to Yibum, to the third brother. So Shniya means the second brother's second wife, that real Midiraisa, she's the only Yevama now. When the second brother died, really Midiraisa is only married to one wife. And his wife is a mitzvah yibum to the third brother, because these two brothers were alive at the same time. But since the second brother made maimer to the first brother's wife, so he's a little bit married to her, so therefore when he dies now, Shania, the second wife, choletzes, v'lei misyabemes. There's only a mitzvah to give a chalitza, and not to be miyabma. And Rashi says, Shania choletzes, she can't go away free because to being a tzaras erva, the lav tzarasa mamashi, because really the second brother was only married to the second wife, which is not an erva to the third brother. He only made maimer in the first brother's wife. He's not really married to her. So therefore, chalitza the wife needs. But v'lo misyabemis, the third brother is not allowed to be miyabem, the second brother's wife, the maimer koina miktsas, because the second brother also made maimer to the first brother's wife. And he's kernel of Midrabonin a little bit. Ve'vei erva b'miktsas Midrabonin. Midrabonin, the second brother's wife, is a tzaras erva to the third one. Therefore, the third one could only make chalitza and the second one's wife, and not yibum. Yibum is also Midrabonin, because Midrabonin, the second brother, did make maimer with the first brother's wife. So the second brother's wife was called a tzaras erva. So Yibum it's Asar, Brakoponim Chalitza you have to make. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Man Detoni Rishoina Loi Mishtabish. Again, the case of the Mishnah was two brothers alive at the same time, and one brother dies. And the second brother was Miyabim, his wife. And there was a third brother born after the first brother died. So now when the second brother dies, it says his first wife, the Rishoina, is an Erva. So now, our Mishnah says she's called the Rishoina. So Gemara says, Man detoni Rishoina le mishtabish. The one that calls her the first wife, it's okay. And Man detoni Shniya le mishtabish. The one that calls her a second wife is also okay. Both Rishoinas apply to the Yibum. Shrashi, Man dekoru loch Rishoina. Lahach she nofla lefnei Levi shnei pomin. In other words, the first brother died. His wife fell to the second brother. But right away, a third brother was born. So now the first one's wife really falls to the two brothers. Just to the third brother, Levi, there's no mitzvah yibum. Now the second brother's miyabim her. Then later, when the second brother dies, that wife is called Rishayna. She's the one that's fallen to Levi now. Is Le Mishtabish? You could call the first one's wife the Rishayna. Or man the Korel Oshniya, Le Mishtabish. A Tana that calls her the second wife is also nothing wrong with it. Both Lishonis, the first and the second wife, apply to the first brother's wife when he died, after the second brother married her, was Miyabimha. Now when the second brother died, that still wife, which is the wife of the first brother, you could either call her Rishonah, the first one, or call her Shania. Why? So Mar says like this.